of faith. We said this law of faith, faith is the intermediary realm between the realm of the spirit and the realm of the physical. And everything that goes from the spirit to the physical must pass through faith. Amen? Such that if you're going to bring anything from the realm of the spirit into the realm of the physical, then you must understand the realm of faith. Amen? And this message of faith was brought alive to us so much by Jesus Christ. Amen? The prophets of old talked about faith, but the way Jesus talked about faith in the New Testament, that was one of his core messages. Jesus preached the message of the kingdom of God, and he preached the message of faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And so we want to begin to look at some of the teachings of Jesus on faith, about this law. Now, this law, we said, is one of the most important laws of the Spirit. Because life flows from the Spirit. The Spirit controls the physical. Amen? And so, all the beautiful things that God has given to you, he gave to you in the Spirit. Amen? Hallelujah. God is a spirit, right? And man is a spirit. You are a spirit. Amen? If God will transact with you, a transaction between you and God, if he wants to give you anything, if he wants to bless you, it has to be from spirit to spirit. Do you see that? And this is where a lot of people wonder, why, if God has blessed me, why can't I see it? Because God is a spirit. And man is a spirit. You are a spirit. You're not the body. Your spirit lives in this body. This body is your house. Your eyes is the window of your house. When you look and see somebody, it is not your body that is looking. It is your spirit that lives in your body, that looks through the windows of your eyes to see people. Amen? So, God transacts with your spirit. Do you see that? And that's why you cannot please God except through the spirit. God looks at the heart, the Bible says. It's not the outward that God looks at. He looks at the heart. So, when God is dealing with you, he's dealing with the man and the woman inside here, not the one that shows outside. Do you see that? And that's where many people miss it. They put a good show outside. But in here, it's so dirty. Hallelujah. And this is what God is looking at. Hallelujah. So man is a spirit. And now, when God will relate with you, he'll relate with your spirit. If God will give you anything, he'll give it to your spirit. You see that? It's now up to you to take those things that God has put in your spirit and bring them to the physical. That is not God's responsibility. Amen? So some people say, God, do it for me, do it for me. God has already given you in your spirit. It is our responsibility to reproduce the things in our spirits into the flesh, into the natural, into the physical. Amen? So that they can manifest for you and you will see them and they become tangible. And that's where faith comes in. Faith is that thing that brings spiritual things into the physical. Hallelujah. And so we begin to look at the message that Jesus preached. Luke chapter 8 and verse 48. Hallelujah. Say, my spirit is alive unto God. In the name of Jesus. My spirit is cleansed and sanctified. Hallelujah. I walk by faith. Amen. Luke chapter 8 and verse 48. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. I think we should start from the beginning of this. Let's go to 45. Verse 45. Thank you, Lord Jesus. There's so much in this message. Hallelujah. Let's go back to verse 40. I want to get it in context. Amen. Let's read together, one, two, go. And it came to pass that when Jesus was returned, the people gladly received him, for they were all waiting for him. 41. And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue, and he fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him that he will come into his house. So Jairus fell down at the knee of Jesus and begged him to come to his house. Verse 42. For he had one only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lay a dying. But as he went, the people thronged him. The Bible says, as Jesus went, he was going to Jairus' house. The daughter was dead. But as he went, the crowd came on Jesus. Hallelujah. Verse 43. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any. Stop there. Hallelujah. Did you see that? Even in the days of Jesus, this woman has spent all her money on doctors, and she was not healed by any of them. Amen? The power of God is greater than any physician. Amen? That's why I choose to go higher. Amen? I'm a physician by profession. Amen? But I know that there's something bigger. Hallelujah. Amen? Say, I believe in God. I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe in the power of the gospel. Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 44. One to go. Came behind him and touched the border of his garment. And immediately her issue of blood stanched. The Bible says, and immediately the issue of blood stopped. Shup. Blood stopped flowing. She was healed immediately. Hallelujah. Verse 45. And Jesus said, who touched me? When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude thronged thee and pressed thee. And seest thou who touched me? They said, Jesus, this crowd is all over you, pressing you and pushing. And how are you asking who touched you? Hallelujah. There were so many touches. Amen? But there was a touch that was different. Brothers and sisters, there's a touch that is different. Hallelujah. Let's find out what that touch is. Verse 46. One, two, go. And Jesus said, somebody had touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me. There were so many touches on Jesus, but not all touches pulled virtue out of Jesus. There is a touch that pulls virtue out of Jesus. Even up till today, there is a touch that pulls virtue out of Jesus. If you can touch Jesus with that touch, you will pull power out of him. Amen. Hallelujah. That's the touch that the children of God need. That's why sometimes you go to a healing crusade, some get healed and some don't get healed. There is a touch of faith. Say, I walk by faith. I have faith in the name of Jesus. The touch of faith. Hallelujah. Verse 47. I perceive that virtue has gone out of me. Power has gone out of me. Let's read together, one, two, go. And when the woman saw that she was not healed, she came trembling and falling down before him, she declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes you watch people in healing crusades and they come up and say, oh, I was healed. I say, how do you know you're healed? How do you know you're healed immediately? She was healed immediately. Hallelujah. How did she know? Did she check herself? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Faith. Hallelujah. Verse 48. One to go. And he said unto her, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace. What made her whole? Her faith. Hallelujah. Now, Jesus could have said, woman, my power has healed you. But he didn't. Jesus never said that. All through his healings, you're going to see as we study today. Amen? Jesus always attributed the healing to your faith. That's why this law of faith can pull healing from the spirit into the physical. Healing is spiritual. Sickness is spiritual. Sickness comes from the spirit. Brothers and sisters, don't accept sickness. Amen? Even if they say this is this diagnosis, they put it on you. Don't accept it. Fight it till it goes. It has to go. It was not meant to stay in your body. Amen? So don't give up and say, oh, it's a chronic disease. I have to take medicine all my life. It can change. It can. It's not too. So, oh, you don't know how long I've had this sickness? Almost 30 years. There's a man in the Bible, 38 years he was sick. And he was healed at once by Jesus. Do you believe Jesus? Hallelujah. I believe. Amen. So this woman had been sick for many years and went to many physicians, but she was healed on one day. Keep having faith. Keep trusting God. Say, oh, but I've been trusting God for many years now, no healing. Hey, you got to speak the right words. Amen? Say, I'm the healed of God. In the name of Jesus, all things are working together for my good. Amen? As you keep speaking faith, one day you just see that pew, there's a change. Amen? Somebody said, but how long can I have faith? I've been having faith for 20 years now. How long should I have faith? Faith is forever. Amen? Amen? You're going to need your faith in heaven. You know how I know? The Bible says, and these three last forever. Faith, hope, and what? Love. Amen? It says they last forever. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen? So your faith is needed. And you should have faith all through your life, nonstop. Let's look at another. So I want you to see here that Jesus said that your faith is what heals you. And so that's vital for us. Hallelujah. Let's look at another one. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Matthew chapter 8 and verse 13. Matthew chapter 8, verse 13. Let's start from verse 1. Hallelujah. Let's read one to go. When he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. Verse 2. Let's keep going. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou can make me clean. Amen. Stop there for a moment. This leper came not knowing the will of God. And she says to Jesus, if you will, if you are willing, if it is your will, make me clean. Amen. Verse 3. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will. Be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Jesus said, I will. So there Jesus shows us the express will of the Father. The will of God is that you should be healed. Somebody said, I don't know if it's God's will to heal me or not God's will to heal me. Maybe God will heal me or maybe God will not heal me. Amen? This scripture makes it very clear. When you're not sure of God's will, you don't know what to expect. So sometimes you expect healing, sometimes you don't expect to be healed because you're not sure. But when you're definitely sure that God's will is to heal you, then your faith will be strong to receive your healing. And that's the only thing that you'll expect. Amen? So Jesus says, expresses here, I will be clean. Another scripture says, I wish above all things that you will prosper and be in health. That's what God wants for you. And I want you to be in health. And this is my desire for you above all things. So be confident in God's will for you. Amen? Say, God's will is that I should live in health. I didn't hear you say, God's will is that I should live in divine health. So I live in health. I refuse to be sick. In the name of Jesus. So here we see the will of God. And he healed this man immediately. Verse 4. Want to go. And Jesus said unto him, See thou tell no man, but go thy way and show thyself to the priests. And offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. Amen. He said, go and show yourself to the priests. In those days, the priests were like the doctors. Amen? And if anybody was healed of leprosy or whatever disease, the priest was the one that certified that they were healed. Leprous people had to be put in the border of the towns. They were ostracized. So when they healed, they showed themselves to the priest, and the priest signs and certifies them and allows them to come back into the community to mingle with the people. Amen? Because now they cannot infect the people. Amen? Remember the 10 lepers? Yeah. Jesus was coming into a town, and at the border of the town, he met them. Yeah. And they came and met him and asked to be healed. And what did Jesus tell them when they came to him to be healed? What did he tell them? You remember? The 10 lepers. How did they get healed? What did he tell them? He said, go show yourself to the priests. That's what he told them. He didn't heal them first. He said, go and show yourself to the priests. Think about that. Jesus is coming to a town. They rush to him. Oh, heal us, master. And Jesus said, go show yourself to the priests. Only those that are healed are going to show themselves to the priests, because the priest is supposed to check and confirm that they are healed and then send them into the community. So now you're telling these guys that you haven't even ministered to them, that they should go show themselves to the priests. And the guys are looking at themselves, they're still lepers. But the word, where does faith come from? The Bible says faith comes from what? Hearing the word. So when Jesus said that word, go and show yourself to the priests, they went. The Bible says the healing happened as they went, they were cleansed. Amen. on their way as they went. So when that word of faith comes to you, you receive it and you walk with it. Amen? So maybe you came for prayer and the man of God said, you're healed. You walk away healed by faith. Hallelujah. And you're saying to yourself, I am the healed of God because the word has been released. I go with the word. He said, go and show yourself to the priest. As they went, what? They were healed. And when they realized they were healed, the remaining nine were going to show themselves to the priest. Oh, we're healed, we're healed. And one stopped. He said, huh? Let me go back to this man that healed me. And he got there, he bent down and worshipped him and kneeled and prayed and glorified God. So the priests were like the doctors of those days. Amen? Hallelujah. All right. This man was healed. Verse 5. Verse 5. Want to go. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him. Verse 6. Want to go. Read loud. My servant lies at home sick of the palsy and grievously tormented. Verse 7. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. Verse 8. Let's keep going. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Hallelujah. Now, this scripture and the scripture before this, Jesus said something about the faith here. So powerful. Who is Jesus saying, I will come to your house to come and pray and heal your servant? And he said, you don't have to come. Just speak the word. Just speak the word. This man understood authority. He understood faith. Amen? Sometimes you don't even need hands to be laid on you. As the word is coming to you now, that's all you need. In the word is your healing. In the word is your miracle. In the word is your financial breakthrough. In the word is that thing that you desire. Hallelujah. The word is power. The word is life. Jesus said, you are clean through the words that I've spoken unto you. Somebody said, I need to be cleansed. My blood needs to be cleansed. He says, you are clean through the words that I speak unto you. Amen? So as you receive the word, know what you're receiving. You're receiving something so powerful. This man said, just speak. Look at, he said, but speak the word only. You don't have to lay hand. Hallelujah. And my servant shall be healed. Why did this man speak like this? We're going to see. Verse 9. Read loud. One, two, go. Stop. You see why he said that? The man understood spiritual authority. He, as a man, had natural authority. And he says to this soldier, go, and the soldier goes. Say, come, and the one comes. And he saw that Jesus is a man of authority in the spirit. He says, if you say to this thing, it will go. Because I say to my servants, and they go. You see that? He said, just say, and it will happen. And Jesus said, wow. What? Let's see what Jesus said about this man. Verse 10. Want to go, read loud. When Jesus heard it, He marveled. Oh, shatakabaya baya baya. The Bible says Jesus marveled. It's not so many times you hear in the Bible that Jesus marveled. You understand? He was surprised. He was amazed. Jesus, God was amazed at this man. Want to go. And said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. I have not seen a faith like this. A faith whereby I'm coming to lay hand on this person's servant. And he says, you don't have to lay hand. From where you are, release the word. And my servant will be healed. Hallelujah. Can you receive the word and be healed and be blessed? Hallelujah. Verse 11. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The law of faith. Want to go. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and west and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. You know what he's talking about here? He's talking about the children of faith. He's talking about you and me. And we're going to come from the east and from the west. And we're going to sit down with all the papas of faith. Amen? In the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. It's going to be a beautiful place. Amen? It's going to be so beautiful. And I look forward to it. Verse 12. Want to go. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into utter darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Hallelujah. Weeping and gnashing of teeth. It's talking about hell and the lake of fire. Amen? So Jesus said, I have not seen such great faith. Jesus always attributed the healing to faith. Verse 13. Hallelujah. Want to go. Read. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed the selfsame hour. The same hour that Jesus said, go, the servant was healed immediately. That's why I tell you, in the realm of the spirits, there is no distance. He was here. The servant was there, far away. He spoke at the same time the guy was healed, far away. You can speak from here and somebody in India will be healed immediately at the same time. Because there's no distance in the realm of the spirits. Hallelujah. But look at how this healing happened. Jesus said, go thy way, my power has healed you. Is that what he said? No. He said, as you have believed, so be it done unto you. Brothers and sisters, something to learn from here. If Jesus says to you today, or maybe you came up to be prayed, and the word came that, go as you have believed, so be it done unto you. The question is, will the person receive their healing? It says, as you believe, so be it done unto you. So which means if you believe half, it may not work. Amen? And that's how some people's faith can be. They believe half. I believe that Jesus maybe will heal me, I don't know. But let me try and see. It's not going to work like that. If Jesus says to you, as you believe, so be it done unto you. What will happen to you? Would you be healed or not? Hallelujah. This is very important component of your faith. It's what you believe that will happen to you. Amen? Say, I believe. In the name of Jesus. And so shall it be unto me. Amen. So, it was according to his faith. Another translation says, according to your faith, be it unto you. Amen. According to his faith. Jesus never said, my power healed you. But two things are important for miracles. Amen? Number one is the power of God. Amen? I put the power of God first. Amen? Number two is what? Faith. These two things, when they come together, a miracle must take place. Hallelujah. Now, we saw in the scripture before this one that the touch of faith pulls the power of God. The woman with the issue of blood took power from Jesus because she touched him with the touch of faith. This is the connection between your faith and the power of God. Your faith pulls the power of God to cause your miracle. Hallelujah. So, if that faith is not there, you may not be able to pull the power of God, even though the power of God may be present. In a meeting like this, the power of God is present. But you got to put that pull. You got to make a demand on the anointing. Amen? Hallelujah. A lot of people were touching Jesus, but none of them pulled something out of him. Brothers and sisters, when you come to church, receive. Say, I receive. I pull from the power of God by my touch of faith. Hallelujah. Amen. Wow, 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 wow. So here again, we see the law of faith in action. Faith makes things that are real in the spirit to be real in the natural. Matthew chapter 9 and verse 2. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's start from verse 1. Let's read together, 1, 2, go. And he entered into a ship and passed over and came into his city. Verse 2. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying in bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer, thy sins forgiven thee. Amen. It says, Jesus, seeing their faith. Amen. Jesus always wanted to see faith. That was one of the things he always looked out for before he healed. When he saw their faith, he healed them. So here, Jesus saw the faith of these people, and what did they do? They brought the sick man lying on the bed. And Jesus says, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. Now something happened here, powerful. Verse 3, 1, 2, go. He said, Jesus was blaspheming because he said, thy sins be forgiven thee. They're like, who gives you the power to forgive sins? Verse 4. Only God can forgive sin, they said. Let's read. 1, 2, go. Verse 5. For whether it is easier to say thy sins be forgiven thee or to say arise and walk. Oh my God. Jesus was a master. Amen? He says, I can do it anyway. I can say, arise and take your bed and walk, and the guy will be healed. I can also say, thy sins be forgiven thee, and the guy will be healed. So which one is easier? Say, Jesus is the master. Hallelujah. I love him. He's a master. Woo! Verse 6. 1, 2, go. But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, then said he to the sick of the palsy, Arise, take up thy bed, and go unto thine house. Hallelujah. Verse 7, see what happened. And he arose and departed to his house. Hallelujah. He arose and departed to his house. The Bible says Jesus seeing their faith. Brothers and sisters, your faith can manifest. Amen. I shared with you last Sunday, as Peter and John were coming into the temple, and the man that was begging for alms at the gate, and Peter said, silver and gold have I none, look on us. But such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. And as Peter said, rise up and walk, the man was, he was trying to get up. And Peter, by faith, just grabbed his hand and pulled him up. And the Bible says, the man jumping up, leaping, stood and began to walk. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Peter saw the man's faith. Hallelujah. Your faith can manifest. The Bible says one time Paul was preaching. And as he was preaching, he saw a man that was lame. But as Paul was preaching, the word was coming to this man. The man was trying to get up. He was trying to get up. And the Bible says Paul saw that this man had faith to be healed. And he said, rise up and walk. And the man jumped up. Hallelujah. He was putting his faith to work. Amen. So your faith can be seen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The law of faith. Let's go to verse 29. Hallelujah. Start from verse 20. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. Now, this is a continuation of this woman's story. Amen? Let's read together one to go. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years. See how many years she had that sickness? 12 years. Oh, you don't know how long this sickness is? 12. God can heal it anytime. Amen? Doesn't matter how long it has been. Came from behind him and touched the hem of his garments. Verse 21. Want to go. Now, this version of the Bible tells us what this woman said to herself. Amen? And this is very important. That's why it's good to look at several scriptures. What did she say to herself? For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. If I can just touch his garment, I shall be whole. Hallelujah. Verse 22. It's important for you to make up your mind. Amen. In receiving from God. If I get to church on Sunday and receive the word of God, I will be healed. You make up your mind from home, like the woman. If I may but touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. It's an agreement between you and God. So as you're coming, you got to make up your mind. When I hear the word today, I receive my miracle. As you're preparing for church, getting ready. Yes, as I hear the word today, I will be healed in Jesus' name. I receive my miracle in Jesus' name. See, you're stirring up your spirits even from home. Brothers and sisters, I was sharing something with the choir last Sunday. Don't wait until you get to church before you start stirring up your spirits. Amen? Come here drunk in the spirit. Come here full of the spirit. That's the best way to receive. Because when you're already full of the spirit, your spirit is very easy to receive, just like that. But sometimes the spirit can be dull. You don't want to come to where the power is with a dull spirit. You can't receive much. You see that? And that's why some people think that church is a place where they come here to get stirred up. No, you stir up from home. So that when you come here, any power that is available, the power of God, you receive everything. And your life is full of miracles. Amen? So learn to stir up yourself at home. Learn to stir up yourself by praying, speaking in other tongues, worshiping. Hallelujah. So you're always full of the Spirit all times of the day. Amen. And when you come to the gathering of power, you're just receiving, receiving, receiving. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And let's read. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, Daughter, be of good comfort. What? Thy what? Thy faith has what? Thy faith has made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. The same hour. Verse 23. Want to go. And when Jesus came into the ruler's house and saw the minstrel and the people making a noise. Now remember, this was a story. Jesus was going to heal somebody's daughter, right? And on the way, this woman came and touched him. See, Jesus' life was full of miracles. He was going to heal somebody. But on the way, somebody came and got healed by touching him. But he finished with her. He was still going to the place to go and heal the girl. Amen? So let's see what happened. Now here, people were making noise. They were crying. Verse 24. Because they said the girl was dead. One, two, go. He said unto them, Give place, for the maid is not dead, but sleeps. And they laughed at him to scorn. Hallelujah. You know, Jesus liked to use this word sleep. Amen? And he used that word when he went to heal Lazarus or bring him back from the dead. He said, Lazarus is dead. He says, Lazarus sleeps. And the disciple says, if he sleeps, then he does well. He's fine. Jesus now told them, Lazarus is dead. Because they didn't understand the language. But Jesus never recognized death. He called death sleep. Amen? And he can wake them up at any time. Hallelujah. And he gave us the power to wake also. Amen? Thank you, Lord Jesus. So they laughed at him because he said the lady was sleeping. Verse 25. Hallelujah. One, two, go. But when the people were put forth, he went in and took her by the hand, and the maid arose. You know what Jesus said? He said they should put out all the people. Why? Because they had no faith. Brothers and sisters, in the healing environment, there has to be faith. It's an environment of faith. When Jesus saw that these people were laughing, they didn't understand faith, said, put them out of here. Let them get out of this room. So immediately they left, the unbelief left. Then Jesus went with faith. Hallelujah. And I like the way Jesus healed her. A dead person just took her by the hand, and the girl just got up. Hallelujah. Amen. Master Jesus. Verse 26. Want to go. And the fame hereof went abroad into all that land. His fame went abroad. Verse 27. Want to go. Have mercy on us. Thou son of David, have mercy on us. How many blind men? Two. Amen. I want to take note of that number. Verse 28. Want to go. And when he was coming to the house, the blind man came to him, and Jesus said unto them, Believe ye that I'm able to do this? Oh. Look at this. Jesus always looked for faith. He didn't just say, okay, be healed. He says, do you believe? Amen? Do you believe that I'm able to do this? We're going to share some messages, very powerful messages. Jesus asked a lot of questions. Amen? He was, one of his ways of communicating was by asking questions. Look at what he said to those guys. He says, which is easier, to say, rise up and be healed? take up your bed and walk, or to say, your sins be forgiven you. You ask them a question. Sometimes he'll wait for their answer. A lot of times he doesn't wait for their answer. But he communicated like that by questions. Amen? Because he wanted to get the people's hearts ignited. Hallelujah. He's here. Believe? Do you believe that I can do this? This mighty thing. Do you believe I can do it? And they said unto him, yea, Lord, we believe. So they believed. Now let's see what happened when they believed. Their faith. Jesus looked for their faith. Verse 29. Thank you, Lord Jesus. One, two, go. What did he say? According to my power, be it unto you. According to your faith. Do you see the consistency in the teachings of Jesus? With every miracle, Jesus taught about faith. Hallelujah. Do you see that? So when we teach this message of faith, it is not my message. It's the message of our master. Hallelujah. We're just sharing what he taught. And nobody taught about faith like Jesus. Nobody. Which shows you how important this is. If you must receive from God, your faith is important. And he touched their eyes and said, according to your faith, be it unto you. I ask you a question. If God says to you, according to your faith, according to what you believe, be it unto you, what will happen to you? Would you receive or would you not receive? Depends on what you believe. Amen? That's why your believing must be strong. Amen? That's why we teach the brethren to have faith. Because that thing that you want to receive is going to come by what you believe. Remember when Jesus talked to them, he said, when you pray, believe that you receive. You have to believe that you receive. Hallelujah. Somebody said, I believe that God can do it. Yes, God can do it. But you have to believe that you receive. Because everybody believes that God can do it. But the specific belief that produced the result is that you would receive. Because God can do it, but you have to receive. If God can do it and you don't receive, then it will not happen. Amen? God's power is unquestionable, unquestionable. And it's always available to us. Hallelujah. Verse 30. Want to go. What happened? And their eyes were opened, and Jesus straightly charged them, saying, see that no man knows this. Amen? Hallelujah. Ain't that beautiful? According to your faith, it says, be thou healed. Matthew chapter 15, verse 28. According to your faith, the law of faith. That's the law that makes things manifest in the physical. Manifest in the physical. Hallelujah. Let's read together, one, two, go. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And as her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Let's go to verse 20 and get it in context. Say, great is thy faith. Now, in another message, we're going to talk about types of faith. Amen? So, in two scriptures we read now, the centurion, Jesus said, I've never seen such great faith. Jesus talks about great faith. Amen? And here also we see this woman that Jesus said, great is thy faith. So there is great faith. Amen? And sometimes Jesus said, how come you have so little faith? So there is little faith. And one time Jesus said, how come you have no faith? So there can be no faith. Hallelujah. and so many other types of faith we're going to talk about. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's start from verse 22. One, two, go. And behold, a woman from Canaan came of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. It says, my daughter is possessed with the devil. Verse 23. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she cried after us. He says, send her away. Hallelujah. God's will is to heal. You cannot send them away. Amen? Jesus would never send them away. Hallelujah. But the lady, that's to show you how persistent this lady was. Do you know for the apostles to say that they should send them away, the lady was crying and following them, crying and following them, crying and following them. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. She was persistent. Amen? Brothers and sisters, there's something called persistence in prayer. Where you don't give up, you don't give in, you don't stop, you keep pressing in. Hallelujah. Jesus, when he saw the persistence of a woman, she had come to a judge and she was seeking justice and she kept pressing on the judge and pressing on the judge. And Jesus said, if the judge did not even like this woman just because of her persistence, then he must give her what she needs so that he can have peace. Hallelujah. Amen. And then he said, if the unrighteous judges of this world can behave like that, how much more God? Hallelujah. That's when he said, men ought always to pray and not to give up. So you never give up in your prayer. You keep pressing in your prayer. Somebody said, I've been praying for 5 years. Keep praying. How long should I have faith for life? Keep having faith. Keep declaring the word of God. Amen. So that one day, just like the story of 12 years, it can be a testimony. Amen? Hallelujah. But look at what happened. Let's read. One, two, go. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she cried after us. One of the reasons why the disciples had the audacity to tell Jesus to send her away is because Jesus did not even answer this woman. Amen? As the woman was crying, Jesus was just going. But it is in line with what I've been teaching you, that Jesus always likes to see your faith. He always wants to see that faith in you. So you're not supposed to give up. Oh, I asked 2 days. In fact, I'm tired. No. The woman could have walked away as she was crying, son of David, have mercy on me. Son of David, have mercy on me. She said, he didn't even talk to me. Let me go. Some people, that's how some people get upset. I've been trying to get the pastor's attention. He didn't even talk to me. In fact, I'm going. And they walk away. They miss their miracle. You see that? Don't be easily upset. It's unnecessary. Brothers and sisters, no matter how people poke you, you can be calm. You can be blessed. You can change your mood. If you wanted to be angry just now, you can turn it, reverse it, and say, I refuse to be angry because I'm the blessed of God. And then you begin to stir up joy. Amen? Yeah. So the woman continued. Jesus did not answer. Disciple says, well, if Jesus is not answering, that means maybe he doesn't want to do anything for this woman. So he says, Master, if you don't want to answer, let's drive this woman away. Hallelujah. Verse 24. Praise the Lord. Want to go. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Jesus says, I'm not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Hallelujah. Now, this was at the beginning of his ministry. Amen. Jesus' ministry had stages, and it was an expansive ministry, which means it continued to expand. Amen. So in the beginning of his ministry, he ministered just to the Israelites, to the Jews. But there was a time he said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. Amen? Because the gospel is for the whole world. But some people have taken this message and lost. He said, Jesus only preached to the Jews, and so the message is only for the Jews. No. He himself said, go and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And so when he said this, now look at this woman. That's a dangerous woman. Now remember, this woman is a Samaritan. She was not a Jew. So Jesus said, to the house of Israel, only the Jews. And look at what she said, verse 25. Hallelujah. Want to go. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help. Oh, I love this woman. She never gave up. Son of David, have mercy. Let's drive her away. Son of David, have mercy. Son of David, have mercy. I come only to the lost house of Israel. She just came. Ah, Lord, help me. Help me. She wanted her daughter healed. Amen. Hallelujah. And you know, the Lord is merciful. Verse 26. But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to the dogs. Verse 27. Brothers and sisters, I said, don't be easily offended. Some people are too sensitive in the church. Any small thing they offend. If you were the one that Jesus said this to, how can he say that? They should cast the food to the dogs. Am I a dog? In fact, I don't need that healing anymore. Hallelujah. Be patient. Amen. You know what you're going for. Amen. And when you're with the master, trust him. This woman trusted Jesus. There were people that function with Jesus like this. It's a level of trust. Jesus, his mother, the wine at the wedding had finished. And Mary, the mother, said to Jesus, Jesus, the wine is finished. And Jesus said, woman, what do I have to do with thee? My time is not yet. Mary didn't say, why are you talking to me like that? I'm your mother. You know what he said? He said to the disciples, go and meet him. Whatever he says, just do. He has to do it. Hallelujah. She trusted Jesus. So this woman trusted Jesus. You know, and Jesus said these things because he wanted to get her attention. But look at the woman's statement. That's where you see mighty faith. Verse 28. Want to go. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Let's go back to verse 27. I think we're missing something. Look at what she said in verse 27. Want to go. And she said, truth, Lord. Yet the dogs eat from the crumbs which is from the master's table. Amen. Now, another thing you have to understand about Jesus is that Jesus will insult nobody. Amen. So when he said the dogs there, he wasn't trying to insult the woman. Jesus spoke in parables. And if you didn't understand the parable, you get lost. A sower went to sow. He sowed seeds. Some seeds fell on wayside. Some seeds fell here. He wasn't talking about farming. He was talking about how people receive the word. So he said, the seed is the word. The ground is the heart of men. Some people receive the word on stony ground, which is a stony heart. That's a parable. That's how Jesus spoke. Amen? So when he talked about the dogs eating from the master's table, he was talking about the first people to receive of what Jesus brought was the Jews. But later on, every other person is going to receive. Hallelujah. And so the woman, by faith and by a kind of knowledge that was beyond normal, I don't know where she understood that knowledge from. This was a special woman. She said, even the dogs eat from the crumbs that fall from the master's table. And this thing, it got Jesus. Just like he marveled at the faith of that centurion. I said, wow. And do you see what she said? She said, truth. She said, Jesus, what you have said is true. But she added to his truth. Because what she's saying here is the truth also. Because more people were going to be blessed by what Jesus has. Not only the Jews. But she spoke by prophecy. And Jesus said, what? It's just like when Peter said, Jesus asked, who do men say that I am? And everybody was answering. And then Peter came and said, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. I said, what? Peter, flesh and blood did not reveal this to you. But my Father in heaven has revealed it to you. Because that's the only way you can know this. That's exactly what this woman did. Hallelujah. Verse 28. And so Jesus said, then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee, even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from the same very hour. O woman, great is thy faith. Hallelujah. Rise up to your feet. In the name of Jesus. Oh, woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee according to your will. Hallelujah. Rebosatala bashanta lagabaya. The law of faith. Ribosoto kobozologo boshakaya. Manzo tologo boshakara basata kabaya. Rekebosotologo boshakala manda.